to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. I have to start out with an apology to my guest, Susan Harris. I'm tardy to the party, but I'm going through some emotional transitions with the family member that's real sick, and it's heavy on my heart. So I'm glad that I'm going to be talking to somebody that I feel comfortable talking with to just kind of get me through this. So, again, forgive me from the bottom of my socks because my heart is not deep enough, okay? Brains, I want to welcome Susan Harris. She is lost 80 pounds. Who does that? She lost a whole person. She says nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. So how does she do it? What is the difference in 11 years? How has she been able to keep it off is what's so important. The challenges. And what does she do for a living? And I just heard she came from down south on vacation. We're going to ask her all that here on the Edge. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, April. And first, do not ever worry about being tardy to the party when it has something to do with family. And I just want to send you my prayers and my hugs for everything to give you strength, and hopefully things will be okay.
Yeah, you know what it is. I'm a believer. So that's all
me
it takes. And you're a believer, too, okay? You lost 80 pounds. I want to ask you about that, but I want to weave in and out of this weight loss transition because you've been able to keep it off. And I want to get into the mindset. How are you staying with the discipline? That's what I need help with right now is discipline. So tell us about your weight loss journey.
Okay. I'm going to start out by telling you that I've actually lost 80 pounds twice in my lifetime.
What?
I'm 67 years. 67 years old now. And when I was 19 years old, I lost 80 pounds because I grew up a very overweight adolescent, teenager, young adult, and finally came to a place in my life where I decided I didn't want to live this way anymore. So I took care of business, lost the 80 pounds, and kept those 80 pounds off until I was 58 years old, which means I had the weight off for 38 years, which is really defying the odds. So I thought I had my, as you would say, my poop together, and I just didn't think I'd ever have another problem with weight. But then, at that point in my life, a lot of things started to get very stressful. I had family issues, health issues with family members, stresses at work. I was doing a lot of flying in the corporate world, and it was very stressful. And within 2 years, I gained back all 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, first of all, extremely embarrassed. Because here I was supposed to be this role model that had kept her weight off all these years and was a mentor to a lot of people to lose weight and keep it off, and I gained it all back.
Okay, wait. Let me just stop you right there because you say that you gained it all back and you were a mentor to other people. So were you really doing it for self, or were you doing it for? What was your intention on that?
Well, I always, it's a long story, which we probably shouldn't go into here, but I always helped people lose weight aside from my original, you know, I worked in the corporate world, but I lost my weight originally through Weight Watchers, and I became a media representative for Weight Watchers. I did all their articles, their interviews, et cetera, and I did teach classes. So I was always out in the weight loss world, and I was pretty well known in the Southern California area. So when I gained it all back, that was the problem. And I became a grandmother for the first time, and I also went in for a physical, and my doctor told me.
Now look, now to be a grandma, you deserve that. That's the baby weight.
Yeah, it, the baby weight, except now it's not my baby. It's my baby's baby.
Right. So how did you do it? How did you do it the second time around? Because this is where I'm at. I'm a woman of a particular age. I'm an African-American woman, so my diet was always different. I have no problem with a plant-based diet. My problem is consistency. You know, and
correct.
Consistency
and that
is what makes the cake rise. So how do I get my head around that? When you're working with your clients, Susan, what are you pouring to them to get their head around that?
Okay, the most important thing about losing weight is that you have to have a very strong why, okay, a W-H-Y in capital letters with a bunch of exclamation marks after it. And what I mean by that is it just can't be I want to lose weight because my husband wants me to lose weight, I want to lose weight because I want to fit in a particular dress. Although those are good reasons, somebody else urging you to lose weight is never good because people generally rebel against that. And unless you want to do it, nothing is going to change. So
right.
One of the first things I ask my clients to do is make a list of 3 to 5 very strong whys as to why they want to lose weight, keep it off, and maintain a good, healthy lifestyle. And we review that. Most of the time it's health, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
People will not deal with their weight issues until they get some negative report from a doctor, as I did when I lost weight the second time. And they don't have any real reason because there's the need to eat and the want to eat is stronger than the need to not eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that has
right.
to be switched. That has to be switched. So I would say one of the most important things about losing weight is getting your head straight and focused on the reasons why.
Okay.
And as you said, April, consistency is absolutely, absolutely the key. Because no matter what we do, if we don't do it day in and day out, we don't have cumulative results. It's,
right.
you know, they're baby steps. You take baby steps every day and you're consistent. And before you know it, those baby steps turn into big leaps.
Okay.
And that is the thing that makes it work.
Well, let me ask you about this, okay? And we can have this conversation. This is a big girl conversation. Girl, what do
yes.
you think of cosmetic surgery? Okay. Now, do you think women should have a little nip and tuck, you know, and maybe have a little belly fat taken out? I mean, really, what's your position on that?
You know, I think plastic surgery is an individual decision. I will tell you that when I get to the place where, you know, I don't know that I would do anything with my body, but I think that if my face got to a place where I look like a roadmap, I might consider it. But
really?
I try to stay back.
I don't know if I
yeah,
could do all of that. I thought it maybe a little liposuction.
Yeah. Well,
but these and me and my husband laugh. We say these injecto booties. I mean, really.
Yes,
and the lips and all that. They don't think they're
going
to ever get old. I have a story about that, a real quick story. I used to work in Venice Beach, which is the coolest place on the planet. And this woman came in. She was the tattooed lady of Venice, the tattoo woman. She was tattooed from head to toe. If that wasn't a sight to see at 70 years old. So people don't realize that, you know, I don't care how much you stretch it.
Yeah,
it can
eventually
be an ugly look.
Yes, that's true. Well,
okay, now I'm leaning.
Really...
I'm leaning into another question. Now, when I see an ugly look, you've lost 80 pounds, and I've looked at your, you know, your figure and everything, and you haven't had any surgery. What else did you do outside of getting your head around it? Did you incorporate a lot of exercise? Did you use, you know, maybe vitamins or supplements? What did you do to help boost you?
Well, you can lose weight and get healthy without exercising, but it's something that I absolutely encourage my clients to do for a couple of reasons. First of all, you will not lose a lot of weight by exercising. 80% of weight loss is what goes into your mouth. 20% is burning calories. But what it does is it does reshape your body, and that's what I did. I did quite a bit of cardio exercise and quite a bit of weightlifting exercise. I worked out with a trainer 2 days a week, and I incorporated it into my daily life. If I was going to the mall, I would park way far at the other end of the mall so that I would have to walk many steps to get there and many steps to get back. So I try to incorporate it And I live on in a two-story house, so I go up and down the stairs a lot, whereas before I would just, like, pile things at the bottom of the stairs. And when I had so many things I could take up, I would go up once.
Right.
That. But, yes, it's exercise is extremely important. And even more important than the physical, exercise helps you with the mental. And what it does, obviously, is physically and chemically, it releases endorphins into your body, which makes you feel better about what you're doing and makes you feel more positive. And it really does go hand in hand with the changing of your eating habits. It's another way to change. So I did do that. I do take vitamins. I don't go crazy about it. I take the basics, but I do take them. I figure it can't harm me. It can only help me. So that's what I do.
Now, what do you think about this? I had another guest that came on my show, and she does hydrocolonic enemas.
Wonderful.
I know that's not your field of expertise, but you know what? Really, some friends of mine, it's a very high-end spa over here around the corner from my house, and they say that it is euphoric and it actually changes things chemically. I went to have one time, and it was kind of scary. But after listening to her, you know, there's different modalities. There's different things that people use for weight loss, especially in, you know, in Hollywood. So what do you think about that?
Well, I'm unfamiliar with it. I have heard of it, but I'm unfamiliar about the process and the results. I personally don't think I would do that. You know, I think we're all looking for a pill, literally a pill that we can just put in our mouth and keep the weight off or lose the weight and then keep it off. And I even though I have nothing negative to say about that process, I just really feel that it's the basics. We need to learn how to deal with food in a different way, especially if you're an emotional eater. And, you know, you were talking earlier, April, about the stresses in your life and how they do affect you. And for people like you and me who are emotional eaters, that's the biggest problem for us, is that that's how we react to our stresses. Even some happiness will react with eating. So we need to learn a different way to deal with that.
What I found is I'm not so much of an emotional eater as a snacker. And so what I had to really get my head around was getting my circadian rhythm back into sync.
Yes.
And that biological clock has been huge for me. Understanding, you know, when you're going to eliminate and, you know, you're going to be taking the nutrients, getting that sleep, that's the basics. And then getting over that bloat. Oh, I'm telling you, I had a fight with the bloat. And so now I'm at a body weight. The body weight is still heavy. It's tight because I'm, you know, kind of muscular. But I just really admire you at being a woman, you know, a seasoned, beautiful woman. I mean, you're absolutely striking. Yes, you are.
Oh, and, thank you. Thank you, April.
You know, so I ask you those weird questions because that's what people are doing now. But let me ask you something else. I hear that you don't live too far from the Kardashians. Tell me what
actually,
it's like to have the paparazzi in the neighborhood. What is that like, Susan? Who does that?
Well, it's not fun, I'll tell you that. No, and let me make sure everybody understands correctly. I'm not exactly their next-door neighbors, but they do live in my same community. And I will tell you, the paparazzi, I generally don't like to malign any kind of career or anything, but to me, they're like way down there at the bottom of the barrel of careers.
Wow.
You know,
the bottom feeders.
The problem is, the bottom feeders. The problem is they'll do anything to get a picture, and they will line up along the street that leads up to our community, and I guess they get notices from people up at the Kardashians' homes, you know, because there's several of them that live up there, saying they're going to come down and do whatever, and then they follow them down the hill, and they weave in and out, and it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It really is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But
they give those Kardashians a bad rap. But let me tell you, I met three of them, and they were as sweet as they could be. They were really authentic, and I mean, they have, you know, for the lack of a better term, they sold their soul to the devil because I couldn't be bothered with that.
That's right.
And I
know
it's
a
nightmare.
I have a feeling. Yeah, I have a feeling sometimes they probably do feel that they don't have a private life, and I'm sure it affects them in one way or another. But, you know, listen, I have never met any of them. I've seen them, but I, you know, they don't bother me. I don't bother them. I just
are
don't
they
like
down
the
there with you at the Trader Joe's?
Yes, they are. They're down at the Trader Joe's for sure.
That's
the
wonderful.
New Trader
so
Joe's that we just got.
Let's talk about something you just did. You just went down south, you told me. Was it Kentucky?
Yes. No.
Tell me
I
about
went,
that experience. You said you had never been down there. Tell me about that.
We had never been to the south at all, except for Atlanta many, many years ago, and it was a very quick trip. And we had an opportunity to go to Hilton Head through some travel packages that we have. We had never been there, and we said, you know, as long as we're going, we should do Savannah, we should do Charleston, and really get to know the South. And April, honey, y'all, it was wonderful. It
the
was
sweet tea, everything. And that was Derby time. Wasn't it kind of Derby time?
You know, yeah, it was right before the Derby, and actually
when we got there
was a major weather going on, and luckily we only got one day of it. But, you know, what I loved about the South is the history, the beautiful scenery, the flowers. I mean, it was just like something out of a fairy tale. And we did all the touristy things. We did a ghost tour, which was absolutely fantastic. We had a great guide. So from 10:30 at night to 1 o'clock in the morning, we walked the streets of downtown Savannah. Yes.
send that to me, instant message. Mr. Magnificent would love that.
Oh, you would have a ball. And, again, I know we're talking about losing weight and keeping it off, but I must tell you the food was amazing. So let me just interject this. One of the things that I do with my clients is I want them to learn how to eat in the real world, okay? Mm-hmm. So as they're losing weight and when they get to their goal, I want them to be able to go places like Savannah and eat in the old pink house, which is a house from the Civil War that they turned into a beautiful restaurant. And I showed them along the way on my Facebook page the things I ate, what I did, how I was able to eat, enjoy myself, and I came back and I gained 2 pounds. Well, within a week, those 2 pounds were gone. And that's the secret. The secret is enjoy to a certain extent, make a plan so that you're not eating without thinking about it. Enjoy yourself. And if you put on a couple of pounds, you go right back on your weight loss program, get it off, and that's it. And I've done that with every single trip we've been on, and we've been all over the world. So I think that makes them feel like it's something they could do the rest of their life.
Right, right. So before you thrust it into this and you found your joy and your passion, what did you do in the corporate world?
Well, for many years I worked for what is now AT&T. At the time I worked for them, you know, we're both in California, so it was Pacific Bell. I'm sure you remember.
Yeah.
And
I worked
the first part of my career with them was working in Yellow Pages. I was a sales manager. I
managed
people who
sold
Yellow, which is really interesting because now it's like if you were to talk to a millennial, they go, "What's a Yellow Page?" You know, everything is done
right,
on Google.
Right, but
see,
social media is the Yellow Pages of the 21st century. It really
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what I did for about the first 10 years of my career with them. And then I went into marketing, and my last part of my career was governmental relations. So that's when I did a lot of traveling, and I worked with legislators regarding all of the issues that telecommunications brings forth in laws and such within the state and within the country. So it was, I have to tell you, it was an extremely wonderful career. I don't miss it only because I don't miss the 9-to-5 and all the traveling. I do miss the people. But it really, I'm telling you, it gave me a lot of insight into politics, the world, government, everything that you can imagine. So it was a great experience.
Well, I think so. And being a woman, you know, in that day and time and having those positions shows a lot of responsibility, you know. So what are you thinking about that now? When it comes to women that are really taking charge, because my goal is I don't want to just take over the White House. I want to take over the entire planet. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm a little bit old-fashioned this way. my, you know, I'm a mom. I only have one son, and I'm a grandmother to three. But it had always been my thing, even though I had a career, my greatest job in life was raising my son. And, you know, I, knock on wood, I can say to this day, on this day, and he's going to be 39 years old the end of the month, that I raised somebody who's good. And that, to me, was the biggest job ever. But I agree with you that we should not let the sky should be the limit in terms of what women want to achieve. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, good. We're team Susan Harris and April Mahoney on the edge. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to, you know, explore some options with regard to, you know, weight loss, you know, programs, your coaching, all of that. How do they get in contact with you?
Okay, the best way to, I'm actually going to throw my phone number out there, which I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I'm willing to do it.
I'll probably do maybe email. Let's do an email.
Okay, let's do email. Okay, email is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, the number 4, goodhealth@AOL.com. That's the easiest way to reach me. And
okay.
And the way I coach, I do have a specific program that I coach people with, but I also deal with people who are on any program and want to have additional support and coaching. So there's two ways that I work with people. And I think the best thing to do is if people are interested in learning more, just to email me and I will be happy to contact you and let you know about all the details. But it is my passion. And April, let me just tell you that the country, let alone the world, is obese. And 65% of our country is obese. And the scariest thing is our adolescents are obese, and that's where we have to stop it. So I just have a passion to help people. It's the thing I love to do, and I want to do whatever I can to make people lighter and happier.
Well, you are on the right path because you are as pretty as a Southern Georgia peach. Yes, you are, darling.
By the way, April, I never bought that hat. I wish I had bought that hat. You told me to buy it.
Girl, I told you to get a hat. But next time.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
So
thanks
so much,
April.
Love you.
Thank
brains,
you.
Be good. I need you to go in and check out everything that Susan Harris is talking about. Thank you for following me all over the planet. Instagram, you know where to find me, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll talk to you later, brains. Have a great day.